Holidays. Last week, we celebrated two holidays, one religious, of Saints Cyril and Methodius, and one national, of Master Jan Hus. Our factory was working on both days, regardless of the fact that there's not much to do, and we are working mostly for the stock. By working on such days, we have no intention to say that we are venerating the patron saints or famous men of our nation less than others. We are convinced, though, that the memory of a saint or of a venerable man can hardly be profaned or insulted by honest work. The power and well-being of a nation depends on the work of its citizens. We can best see it when we compare life in America with life in Turkey. In America, they are not even celebrating the anniversary of their greatest man, George Washington, who lives nevertheless in the hearts of all Americans. In Turkey, on the contrary, they observe each week three Sundays, as the Muslims celebrated on Friday, the Jews on Saturday, and the Christians on Sunday. Full-time work cannot be done on either of these three days, as there is always some element missing. That America means more to us than Turkey is evident from the fact that our people prefer to go to America to look for better work rather than to Turkey. However, it would be far more advantageous to our people if they could find work at home. We can achieve it when we take America, and particularly the hard-working Americans, as our examples. This should be taken into consideration by the people who are deciding about the transfer of holiday observations to Sundays, and also by those who advocate the introduction of additional holidays. The more holidays we have, the more will emigrate our best and most qualified workers who want to earn enough money for decent living. Our decision was accepted by all our employees with satisfaction. By working on these holidays, we enable our employees to earn wages in the equivalent of 141.516 Czechoslovakian crowns. Had they not worked, they would have been deprived of the money earned, and furthermore, holiday loafing would have cost them money as well.